Today we're continuing in the third parak of Masechta Sukkah, and today we are learning Mishnayos Yud Gimel and Yud Dalid. So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, the Mitzvah of Dalid Minim was observed only on the first day of Sukkot in everywhere but Mikdash, and Mikdash was for all 7 days, but they would take the Dalid Minim even when the first day of Sukkot fell on Shabbos. However, carrying the Dalid Minim through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos is an Isser Da'oraisa. So how would they do that? How would they fulfill the mitzvah of Dalad Minim if you weren't allowed to carry the Dalad Minim? So Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, when the first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Kol Ha'am Malichnes L'Levei and L'Beis HaKnesses, everyone would bring their lulav to the shul before Shabbos, because Midaraisa, they're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. L'machras Mashkim Luvah, and then on Shabbos they would come to the shul early in the morning, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Makir Shelo V'Nolto, and everyone would recognize their own lulav and take it in order to do the mitzvah. You know, everyone had to use their own lulav and not borrow someone else's, even with their permission, because the halach is l'kachtem l'chem, it needs to belong to you. So you had to recognize your own lulav. They would put some sort of siman or something, a name tag or something, so that you'd recognize it. That on the first day of Sukkot, you cannot be yotze with somebody else's lulav. But the rest of the days of Yom Tov, there's no din of lachem, and therefore you could be yotze with somebody else's lulav. Now, Mishnah Yud Dalid. So the Mishnah talks about someone who accidentally carried a lulav on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yom Tov Rishon Shachag Shchal Yos B'Shabbos. The first day of Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. V'shachach v'hotzi as a lulav l'Rosh Hashanah, and a person forgot and he carried his lulav out into a Rosh HaRabim because he was so excited to do the mitzvah. He forgot himself, he lost himself, and he violated the Isra of Hotza'ah, Midal Raisa. So Pater, he's not chayiv to bring a carbon chatas, Mimesho Tzio Birushos, because when he carried it out, it was, so to speak, with permission. It wasn't really with permission, because you're not allowed to do Malacha Daraisa, but he was trying to do a mitzvah. So even though it's an Isra Daraisa, this is called a Toa Bidvar Mitzvah. A person mistakenly was Mechal Shabbos, because he was busy trying to do a mitzvah, and that is a Ptur from bringing a carbon chatas. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, a person who carries a dalad minim after he did the mitzvah, if tov bidvar mitzvah after he was ready to mekayim the mitzvah, then he would bring a carbon chatas, because then as soon as he picks it up the dalad minim, he's already yotze the mitzvah. So it would be after he does the mitzvah. So the Mishnah is obviously talking about a case where he picked up the dalad minim and carried them in a way that he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, like he carries them upside down or something. Because once he's been mekayim the mitzvah, then you no longer have this patur called ta'a bidvar mitzvah. So let's review what we learned today. Mishnah Yud Gimel, we said that on the first day, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, what they would do is everyone would bring their lulav to the shul, and the next morning they would come early and find their own lulav to be yotze with, because on the first day of Yantiv, you can only be yotze with your own lulav. It needs to be lachem. After that, on the other days of Yantiv, it doesn't need to be lachem. And then in Mishnah Yedal, we said that Rabbi Yossi taught us that on the first day that falls on Shabbos, if you accidentally violate hotza'ah of your lulav before you fulfilled the mitzvah, you do not have to bring karmel chatos. That is considered a toeh bidvar mitzvah. But Hashem, next time we will finish the third parak and begin the fourth parak of Masechta Sukkah.